This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tried to bring a source that if you have Mamon and Malkus, you only pay Mamon. The Gemara says that, the Gemara earlier said that what would Ula, what would Rabbi Yochanan do with the fact that Chovel B'Chaveroi pays Mamon and not Malkus? So the Gemara said, well, Chovel B'Chaveroi, the Torah explicitly has a Gzeres HaKasav that you pay money and you don't get Malkus. Now the Gemara brings another source that Chovel B'Chaveroi, you pay money and you don't get Malkus. What's the source? It's talking about people who are in a fight. And clearly, we're talking about a situation where somebody wanted to kill somebody. The pasuk says, "V'chi yinatsu anashim." People were fighting, and they struck a pregnant woman. Now, the person did not intend to strike the pregnant woman, but he must have tried to kill someone. Why? Because it says that if he killed the vladois, if he killed the woman's baby, we're talking about if you killed the baby, the pasuk says im lo yia asayin, if you didn't kill the mother, then you pay for the children. However, if you killed the mother, then we kill you. So the Gemara wants to know, well, what happened here? If we didn't warn you, why would we kill you? It must be we warned you. Okay, now the Gemara made the following presumption, that if we warn you for something which is chamor, it's considered a warning for something which is lenient. And yet the Torah says that if there is no asayin, so that means we're assuming that clearly we warned you not to kill the person. And the proof is because if you killed the woman, then you would be chayiv misa. That means we warned you. Yet, if you didn't kill the woman, we're assuming that warning for something which is chamor would be effective for something which is kal. And even so, if you didn't kill the woman and you killed the babies, you're going to have to pay for the babies. Wait a second. But you're chayiv malkus. Because Mosra Ledavar Chamar is a warning for something which is Kal. Warning for something which is Chamar is a warning for something which is Kal. And even so, even though Mosra Ledavar Chamar have a Mosra Ledavar Kal, still you pay money. That indicates that when there's Malkus and Mamon, by Chavel B'Chavero, you pay money. So, Maskefla Ravashi. Ravashi asks, first of all, Memai de Mosul Dabra Chamor, Ave Mosul Dabra Kal. How do you know that warning sound for something which is Chamor would be a valid warning for something which is lenient? Dilmaloi have it. Maybe it's not a good warning. And Imtim Salaimer have it. And if you're going to say warning for something which is Chamor is warning for something which is lenient, Memai de Misa Chamura. How do you know death is more Chamor? Dilmal Malkus Chamor. Maybe lashes is more chamor. Now, that's very difficult to say. Lashes is actually more chamor. Well, let's see. The Amar Rav, Rav said, "Ilmale negduha l'chanani mishav azaria polchu l'tzalma." If they would have, instead of thrown them into a fire, if they would have tortured them, they would have given in and bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar's tzalem. So Nebuchadnezzar made an idol, and Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were willing to give up their life not to bow down to the idol. However, if they would have been tortured, then they would have succumbed and they would have bowed down to the idol. So we see torture is worse than death. So the question is, really? would in fact Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah not have stood up to the challenge? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would not have given in? Isn't the halacha that a person has to... isn't the halacha that a person has to give up their life even if they're going to be tortured? I mean, the halacha that you have to give up your life not to serve Avodah Zarah, isn't it even if a person would be tortured? So why are we saying Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah would have succumbed? They wouldn't have done the right thing. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that it wasn't a real Avodah Zarah, and therefore it wasn't really idolatry. And since it wasn't really idolatry, therefore they would have given up their life, but they wouldn't have been willing to be tortured. But in any event, we see torture is worse than death. Says Gemara, no, torture is not necessarily worse. Lashes is not necessarily worse than death. Lashes that are unlimited may be worse than death. But a capped malchus is definitely more lenient than death. Amrle Rav Sama Breid Rav Asi Ravashi, Vamri La Rav Sama Breid Rav Ashi La Ravashi, Veloy Shani Lach. And we don't differentiate between Haka Sheyesh La Kitzva La Haka Sheyin La Kitzva. We don't differentiate between smiting someone if there is a, if it's finite, to hitting someone that's infinite. In other words, we understand torture might be worse than death, but that's unlimited torture, not limited torture. And now we have another question. So again, the proof we're trying to use is that clearly we warn the person that they that if they kill, that they're going to die. And yet, in a situation where they don't kill, then they pay money. Why do they pay money? What about the fact that Ein Loikin U'Meshalmin? And the warning for the Misa should be effective for the Malkus. So says the Gemara, Maskef la Rabbi Yaakov min Har Paket. Rabbi Yaakov from the Har Paket asks, Hanicha la Rabbanan da Amri Nefesh Mamish. This is all fine and good according to the rabbis that say that if you kill the woman, then we kill you. So then clearly we warned you for Misa. But Ela le Rebbe, de Amar Mamayin, but according to Rebbe, that Miskavin, Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh is Pater. And Taka, if you kill the woman when you didn't intend to, we don't kill you, but rather you pay money. So then there's no Hechrach, there's nothing forcing us to say that we warned you for Misa. So how do we know? So that then it comes out. If you kill the woman, you pay money. If you don't kill the woman, then you play for her children. But that doesn't necessarily prove that when there's Malkus and Mama and you pay money, because you wouldn't get Malkus, because we never warned you. So according to Rebbe, who says Nefesh Mamish, excuse me, according to Rebbe that says Mamain, there's no proof because there's no warning. So we have no proof that by Choyvel B'Chaveroi you pay money and now Malkus. Ela Amar Rav Yaakov min Nahar Pakod, Mishmei Derava Mehacha. Rav Yaakov from Nahar Pakod said in the name of Rava, this is the proof that Mamain Meshalim Mokoloi Laki. The Pasuk says, V'chi Yinatsu Anoshim. If two people are fighting, and one man hits his friend with a stone or a fist, and he doesn't die, and he falls into his sick bed. So if he gets up, and he walks outside, on his own strength, then the one who hit him is innocent. Right? It's talking about a guy, he punches his friend, and the friend goes into a sick bed. So if he gets out of the sick bed, the person who hit him is innocent. Says Gemara, what would you think? You give him the death penalty? V'chisala al daitcha shezeh mahalich bashuk v'zeh neherag? Would I ever think that this guy should walk on the street and the accused is killed? Why do you need to say that if the person, if the victim is walking around, we don't kill the perpetrator? Why would you think he'd kill him? He didn't hurt, he didn't kill anyone. Ela melamed, but rather this teaches, shechoiv shenoisai. We put him in jail. The imis, if the person who he assaulted dies, kalinanle, we kill the perpetrator. The iloimis, and if he doesn't die, then shivta yitain, you have to pay sheves, his loss of work, verapa yirape, and doctor bills. Now, hechidami, idulay asrube, if you didn't warn him before he punched the guy, then why, if the person dies, will we kill the attacker on my mikdal? So must be, we warned him, elapshita da asrube. And that means, if we warn him that if he kills the person, he's chayv misa, so that means we're warning him. If he doesn't kill the person, he's going to get malchus. By definition, mosra ledavar chamer, mosra ledavar kal. Warning someone for the more strict offense is a valid warning for the more lenient. V'amar Achman, and the merciful one, said that if you don't kill him, you don't get malchus, but rather shivta yitain v'rapa yirapa, you pay sheves and you pay roya. Ripoy. So this is a raya that by choyva b'chavero you pay money and you don't get malchus. Says Gemara, maskef la Ravashi. Ravashi asked, "Memai demosel davrachomer have mosel davrakal? How do you know warning someone for a more strict punishment is a valid warning for a more lenient punishment? Domaloi have? Maybe it's not so." And even if you want to say warning someone for a more strict punishment is a valid warning for a more lenient punishment, memai demisa chamura. How do you know that misa is more chamur? Duma malchus chamur. Maybe lashes is more chamur. The Amar Rav, as Rav said, Il Malay Nagdul Khanani Mishav Azariah, had they tortured and lashed Khanani Mishav Azariah, Pachulatsama, they would have bowed down to the idol. So Amar Lay Rav Sama, Braid Rav Asi, Rav Ashi, Rav Sama, the son of Rav Asi, said to Rav Ashi, Amila Rav Sama, Braid Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, what are you talking about? There's a difference between unlimited lashes and limited lashes. Lo yishani lach bein hakash sheish lakitza lakash sheim lakitza. You didn't differentiate between hitting someone endlessly and hitting somebody that does not, that has a cap. But now the Gemara has another question. You want to prove that the situation of im yakum v'shalich b'chutz is talking about he hit someone and we put him in jail, and if the person dies, we're going to kill him, which obviously means he was warned. Maybe we put him in jail even if he wasn't warned, and the reason we put him in jail is because he killed b'shoigeg. He was never warned. Maybe he killed b'shoigeg, and we put him in jail because if the person who he hits dies, we're not going to kill him, we're going to send him into Golos. And if he doesn't die, then it's not a case of Malchus and Mammon because we never warned him. Meaning the whole proof that he was warned is because we put him in jail. And we're assuming if we put him in jail, it's because maybe we're going to have to kill him. But that's only if he killed B'mezid. Maybe we put him in jail and he wasn't warned, we're going to put him in jail for killing B'shoigeg. Says Gemara, Maskef lo Rav Mari, Memaid b'meizid. How do you know we're talking about a situation where he killed b'meizid, and therefore he was warned? V'nika miktala, and when it says if the person who he hit is healthy, he doesn't. We don't kill the perpetrator. Dilma b'shoigig. Maybe we're talking about a case where he killed b'shoigig, and he's exempt. Meaning maybe he hit b'shoigig, and if the person he hits survives, so then he goes free, we're not saying that we don't kill him. Of course we don't kill him. He was never warned. Maybe it means that we don't put him in galus. Maybe Vinika is Migalas. So Gemara says Kasha. It's Taka question. Okay, so now we're going back to the original question. The Mishnah in the beginning of Elo Nara said these women have a knas, which indicate if you rape a woman who's a Nara, she gets a knas. And the Mishnah says in Masechta Makos that she gets lashes. So the question is, so what is it? Is it lashes or is it knas? So we had two answers. Ula says it's knas. Ula says it's knas. I, the Mishnah Makos, talking about when there's no knas. How? She's a bageras, a mafuta, a shaita. Rabbi Yochanan says you get lashes. What is our Mishnah talking about in Ksubis? When you don't warn them. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish gives the third answer. Hamani Rameir. The Tana over here is Rameir. Rameir holds Taka Loike Mashalim. You get both punishments. You get lashes and you pay money. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then why in Elu Naros do we say only these Naros get a Knas? But if you, let's say you lived with your sister, which is only a Chayve Krisos, but later on it says if you live with your daughter, you don't get a Knas. Doesn't Rameir hold that just like Loiko Meshalim, so too Mesu Meshalim? Says Gemara, Rameir, if it's Rameir, Afilu Bito Inami, even if it's Bito, you should pay. Even if it's Bito, you should. Even Bitai, you should pay Knas. Elamai v'chitema Rameir loika mishalem islay. Maybe you'll say Rameir only holds you get lashes and you pay. Meisu mishalem leslay, but dying and paying he doesn't hold. Maybe Rameir only holds loika mishalem, but meisu mishalem he doesn't hold. Maybe he holds Miso will patter you from Mamain. But we know he doesn't. We know Rameir holds Mesu Meshalim. V'loi, we learned it. V'hatani, we learned in a Braisa. Ganav v'tavach v'Shabbos. Let's say you steal and you shecht on Shabbos. So normally if you steal and shecht, you're chayev dalet v'hei. But here, you shecht it on Shabbos. So you're chayev Misa. Normally, if you shecht for avodah zarah, you chayv misa. It's a form of idolatry. Or so you would expect that you should be pater. Or ganav shar haniskal. If you steal a shar which was needed to get skila for, let's say, it was worshipped as avodah zarah, the tavchay. Then in all these cases, mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, you pay 4 and 5, even though you're chayev misa. Divrei Rameir, v'chachamim patron. So we see Rameir holds meis u'mishalim. So you can't say the Mishnah is Rameir, because why would Rameir say that by bita you don't pay a knas, but Rameir holds meis u'mishalim? Says the Gemara. You know why? Really, it's Rameir. And Rameir holds Enoi Meisu Meshalem. You know why in this case of Ganav V'Tavach B'Shabbos Yerchayev? Ha'itmar Allah Amrav Yaakov Amrav Yoichanan Ba'amar Allah Amrav Yirmi Amrav Shemen Lakish Rabbi Avin Rabbi Allah V'chol Chavrus Mishmed Rabbi Yoichanan Amri It's talking about where it was shechted through someone else. Someone else shechted it for you. The Ganav commanded a shliach to shecht it. So therefore, normally Rameir holds Enoi Mesu Meshalim. Here you're Mesu Meshalim. Why? The toiveach is chayiv misa, and the ganav pays 4. Says Gemara, v'chizeh choyte v'zem is chayiv. Because the shliach be the sinner, and the mishaleach is going to pay dalet v'hei? How could that be? Ein shliach dvar avera. The Gemara says, no, this is the exception to the rule. Here we have a special gzeres hakosov. Yei shliach dvar avera. Says the Gemara, v'chizechad amarava amarachmanu utvachay oimacharay. You shechted it or you sold it. It doesn't say u mecharai. There's an extra aleph. Oy mecharai. We're comparing tevicha to mechira. Ma mechira al yedei acher. Just like selling is through someone else. Av tevicha al yedei acher. So too, shechting is through someone else. That there's yesh liach l'dvar avera by shechting. Another source. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Oy l'rabbi sasash shliach. The word oi includes the shliach. Oi kiyigna vishar oi se utvachai. The word oi is marba shliach. Meaning the first drasha is comparing tevicha to mechira. The second drasha is that word oy is extra. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, excuse me, Debei Chizkiya Tana tachas l'rabbi sasashliach. It says you pay shar tachas hashar. It could have said yishalim bishar. Tachas hashar implies that even a shliach. So the case is, the reason why you're chayiv, really Rav Meir holds, Misa will pater you, but if the Mishaleach told someone to shecht on Shabbos, so then the halacha is, Rav Meir holds, Mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, says the Gemara, wait a second, if the Mishaleach himself would have done it, he would have been pater. Because of Kim Lebedaram, because of his Chayiv Misa. So then how could it be something that I would do, I would be Pater, and I tell you to do it, and I'm Chayiv? Maskefla Marzutra, Miyiko Midis, or anything, the Avad Iyo, that if he would have done Lay Mechayiv, he would not be Chayiv. V'Avad Shliach or Mechayiv, and the Shliach does it, and he's Chayiv? Says, well, if he would have done it, it's not that he's not chayiv, it's just that he wouldn't have had to pay because of kimle b'drabimine. But when the other guy does it, there is no kimle, because the other guy is chayiv misa, but it's like he is, you're chayiv for the dalad v'hei. Says the Gemara, iu lav mishum d'loy mechayiv, it's not that he wouldn't have been chayiv if he would have done it, ela mishum de kimle b'drabimine. So the Gemara is going to ask, if somebody else shechted it, why did the Rabbanan hold your pater? You might say, well, maybe the Rabbanan hold your pater because they hold Ein Shlech HaDvar Avera. But the Gemara doesn't want to say that. We'll continue it from here next week. Thank you everybody for joining. I wish you all a wonderful night. Great blessing and success. Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.